News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Pope Francis celebrated his first Christmas Eve Mass as Pope at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican, preaching a message of love and forgiveness.
Dio ci ama. Ci ama tanto che ha donato il suo figlio come nostro fratello.
He also called on the thousands of faithful gathered to cast aside hatred. Tomorrow, Francis delivers his Christmas message from the balcony of the Basilica overlooking St. Peter's Square. Christians in Bethlehem greeted Christmas with prayers, music, and family entertainment. Thousands of visitors beat the turnout of recent years, supporting efforts to develop the local tourism industry. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Music greeted Bethlehem visitors almost every evening in the weeks before Christmas, except when a record snowfall shut down the city. Christmas is Bethlehem's big tourism rush, but local officials want more tourists to stay longer and come year-round. The number of visitors to Bethlehem has been rising. 12 new hotels opened this year, and a new hotel rating system will soon be in place. But most visitors come into the West Bank town with an Israeli guide and stay just a few hours. An ambitious plan to develop the Palestinian economy, including tourism, is being developed in parallel with peace negotiations underway between Israel and Palestinian officials. Many development plans will depend on whether peace is achieved. Emily Harris, NPR News.
The state of Utah is heading to the U.S. Supreme Court after the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied their request to stop same-sex marriages in the state, pending appeals. That means gay marriages can continue in Utah. The U.S. Supreme Court is the only option left for the state to temporarily stop the marriages. Orders to U.S. factories for long-lasting manufactured goods jumped 3.5% last month. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports it's the latest sign of a rebound in the manufacturing sector.
Businesses stepped up demand for durable goods across the board in November. Commercial aircraft orders were up nearly 22%. New cars and auto parts up more than 3%. Orders for communications equipment up 13%. Demand for electronics, computers, and machinery also rose. Economist Hugh Johnson says,
it pretty much signals, along with a lot of other numbers that we've seen from the month of November, that we're starting to see a recovery, and fairly robust recovery, in the manufacturing sector of the economy.
And Johnson says the numbers suggest continued strength in manufacturing over the next 3 to 6 months. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Asian markets are open and trading higher at last check. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, up 0.2%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up over 1%. And U.S. markets closed early today, gaining by the closing bell. This is NPR News. At least 14 people have been killed in a snow and ice storm that's hit the central and northeastern U.S., and around 500,000 people are without power, making matters worse. Forecasters are predicting more snow moving into the Great Lakes and Midwest by Christmas morning. In Maine, power is out for around 100,000 people. The Russian government has dropped the hooliganism charges against one of the activists arrested for protesting with Greenpeace. 29 other activists also facing charges may soon get a similar reprieve. One has had his charges dropped. Fiona Zublin reports that others are expected to receive the same treatment soon.
All 28 activists and the two journalists who were arrested for demonstrations at a Russian oil rig in the Arctic have been freed on bail. Anthony Parrott, a Welshman, is the first to have the charges against him entirely dropped by the Russian state. The activists maintained that they were peacefully protesting and committed no crime when they were intercepted by the Russian Coast Guard in September. The government seized the ship and arrested all the activists for piracy. Those charges were later downgraded to hooliganism. Russia recently passed an amnesty law which could affect thousands of prisoners and which has spawned some high-profile releases in the last few days, including the freeing of two members of Russian punk band Pussy Riot. There's been speculation that the amnesty law is a public relations move in advance of the Sochi Olympics. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
A Christmas Eve spacewalk is over. Two astronauts are safely back inside the International Space Station after replacing a pump in a crippled cooling line. So far, that pump seems to be working well. NASA is now hoping to have the full cooling station restored by this weekend with all of the equipment up and running again. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes